Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The Bible days are here. The Bible days are present. The day of the Lord is now. The AVB has declared the day of the Lord will come. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, tell you the day of the Lord has come. It is now. It is present. We are in the day of the Lord. We are in the days called the Bible days. I want to hit on some points here. Hebrews 2:3 says, it asks the question, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we, the Israelites, escape if we, the Israelites, neglect so great salvation coming from our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, who is the AVB's, the Bible's, Lord God? How shall we escape? How shall the Israelites escape if they neglect the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Hebrews 2:10 has this in it. It says, to make the captain of their salvation. The Lord is the captain of the Israelites' salvation. The Israelites were in captivity. They were spread among the Gentiles a long time ago, their ancestors. And the children of those who were scattered abroad by the Gentiles, alias white people, the children, we, black people, scattered among the Gentiles, are there, we are our ancestors' children, those ancestors who were scattered abroad by means of the Gentiles, slave trade, etc. How shall we escape? There is one way out, declares the Israelites' supreme book of governance. One way out of captivity, and that is through the work of the Israelites' Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the teaching of the AVB, which is also called King James Version. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the Israelites' captain, the AVB declares. It says in Jeremiah 3:23, truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. Who is this Israel? Number one, the Lord God is called Israel in the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, declares the AVB, thy name shall be called Israel. Also, Israel is the name of the Lord's people, the Israelites. They are called Israel as a people. They are called Israelites. And as I've said before, the Israelites are Hebrews. Okay? All Israelites are Hebrews. Truly in the Lord our God, declares the people, is the salvation of Israel, the Israelites, the people of God, the people of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Listen, pay attention, get the facts. Get the facts from the Lord Tommy L. Hart's mouth. What he does not say, you don't say. But you say what he says, and that's all. Okay, moving on. 1 Peter 1:9 has this in it. Receiving the end of your faith. What is the goal? What is the government's goal for the Israelites? The goal for the Israelites is their liberty, their salvation, their being in their own land under their Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart, supporting and defending their own liberty. Independence for the Gentile, Israelites. They come out of captivity, the goal, by obeying the word of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. And they are to be, the Israelites are to be, in their own land. Get that? That's the goal. So receiving the end of your faith, that is the end. End means E-N-D, that which is desired. I'm calling it the goal. Liberty for the Israelites. I say it again. The end, that which is desired, is the liberty of the Israelites. Get the facts from the Lord's mouth. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation, deliverance of your soul. That's the goal. How long will it take you, the Israelites, to reach your goal? God is calling, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is calling upon you to do it now. All you have to do is obey his word. That's all. And it's for your liberty, your salvation. That's what salvation is. It's liberty, independence. As I said, the Israelites being in their own land, being under their own rule, and that not of their enemies, being under their own Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, defending and supporting their own liberty, their own independence. The government's goal, what government? The Israelites' government is the salvation of its people, the Israelites, the people of the Lord God. Moving on. Hebrews 2:3 says, salvation which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord. This is what the Israelite Supreme Book of Governors is saying. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, first began to speak about the Israelites' salvation. He is the first to speak about this and alert his people, warn his people, call his people to his marvelous light, to the light of the salvation, their salvation, their liberty, their deliverance from their enemies, the Gentiles, alias white people, getting the facts from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The first who began saying, hey, black people, you need to be in your own land. You need to be rescued. You need salvation. And he has explained what that salvation is and called them out from their captivity to himself. The Lord has called his people to himself, Tommy L. Hart. And he is the first to begin the talk of the on the Israelites' captivity and their salvation. Statement fulfilled then. The Lord first, salvation which the Lord at the first began to talk about. Mark that statement as fulfilled by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Each of these points is very important. I don't even need to say that. Don't even need to say it. These are very important things. These things are paramount. Receiving the end of your faith, what is the end? The end of the goal. The end is the goal. And what is the goal? Your salvation. Black people, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has dug up the name of the black people. It is Israel. It is Israelites. We are Israelites according to the Israelites' supreme book of governance. And we need to begin acting on these things, people. Don't be lazy. Don't be mentally lazy. Don't be lazy. Learn this information because it's for yourself, your children. It's for you. Come out of ignorance. Come out of ignorance. The Gentiles, through their Christianity, have mistaught you. They've led you in the wrong way. Listen to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, and obey him. There is no salvation for the Israelites without obedience to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance. Salvation in no other way but through the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And all of this information is in Lawmaster Archives, Blog Talk Radio. All of this information, people, you should not like being in captivity to the Gentiles and under the Gentiles. You should not like that. The Gentiles have liberty. You do not have liberty. They have you in captivity. Now, we must understand these things. These things are clear, and they are easy to understand when once they've been brought to your attention. Now, don't be stupid. Don't be foolish. Okay? 1 Peter 2:10, listen, describing black people, the Israelites, who are in captivity, which in time past were not a people. We were not a people until the Lord came, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, came and made us a people, which in time past were not a people. We were just individuals scattered abroad, just individuals. Now we are Israelites. We are the Bible's nation of Israel. Get that now. We are not that Israel over there in the Middle East. Those are Gentiles stealing the Lord's name and feigning to be the people of God over there in the Middle East. Black people, according to the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, are the true Israelites. We are the Israelites of the Bible. Now, understand this. The Gentiles have messed up things so much in order that we won't ever understand the truth of the matter. But now the truth of the matter is coming out from the mouth of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, black people, descendants of those who are scattered abroad, are the Bible's Israelites. We are the Bible's Israel, the people of the living God. And the Israelites' Lord has come, and his name is Tommy Hart, Tommy L. Hart, which the AVB talks so much about. Go to Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, people, and obey the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Don't just hear, but obey. Hear and obey. It's for your liberty, your salvation. Other people laughing at you, knowing that you are nothing but captives. And you didn't even know you were a captive. Or you were captives. I came, the Lord God came and told you, you are captives. And your name is not black people, it's not Afro this, African that. Your name is Israel. You are Israelites. You are in captivity, and here's the way out. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place and act upon the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. act upon it. Okay. Which in time past were not a people, but you are now a people through the work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Get this. You are now, in this day and time, in the day of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you are now a people. Israelites, those of you scattered abroad, whose descendants were scattered abroad by the Gentiles, the evildoers. But you are now a people. You are the people of God. Is this God? This God's name is Tommy L. Hart. He is the God of your salvation. And he is also declared in the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance to be a God of truth. The God of your salvation and the God of truth. So, Israelites, apply this word, 2 Samuel 13:28. Be courageous and valiant. Be courageous to hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and valiant to do it. Isaiah 66, verse 5 says, hear the word of the Lord. Luke 5, 1 says, hear the word of God. God is the Lord, which has showed us truth, declares the AVB. God, the Bible's God and Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Get that. Walk in it. Talk about it. Praise him. The AVB, the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance, commands you to praise the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. It commands you to worship him. It commands you to obey his word. Separate yourselves from the enemy. Join with Tommy L. Hart, who is the captain of your salvation. Be courageous, my people, to hear, and valiant to obey. Be courageous and valiant. 1 Peter 2:9, ye are a chosen generation, a holy nation, declares the Israelites Supreme Book of Governance to its people, the Israelites. A chosen generation, a holy nation. Why? Why are you holy? You are holy. You are a holy nation because you belong to the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. About Tommy L. Hart, it says in Acts 9, verse 15, he is a chosen vessel to bear my name. He is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name. I bear the name of the Lord. According to the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance, the AVB. John 1:10, listen, he was in the world and the world knew him not. Don't let that be said of you, Israelites, that the Lord, the Bible's Lord, your Lord, was in the world and you didn't know him. Don't let this be said about you, black people, Israelites, Hebrews, John 1:10, John 1:11, he came to his own, and his own received him not. I'm talking to my own people. What are you doing? What have you done? What will you do? Have you received me? Have you received the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart? What are you doing with him? Or are you not receiving him? Will you not receive him? You must make a choice. It doesn't take a long time to make a choice. You either do it or you don't. If you don't, then you do not receive the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. If you do, you do it. And you let me know. you let the Lord know. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. That's speaking about after I am gone. He came to his own, and his own received him not. You can change that. You can change destiny. You can change your fate from not being a captive to being one who is truly free with the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, living in your own land, being under your own Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart, defending and supporting your own liberty, the goal, remember, the end, that which is desired, your liberty, the salvation of your soul, you, the salvation of your person. Let me say it like that, the salvation of your physical person, living in your own land, being under your own Lord and God. You can't change that. Tommy L. Hart is your Lord and God, whether you receive him or not. The Bible declares him. And my work evidences it, shows the proof that I am the Bible's God. So whether you receive me or not does not determine my position and what I am to you and you to me. That's already determined by the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance. I am the Lord. I am your God, it says. You are my people. Stated in Psalm 100, we are his people. We are his people. This government, which I speak of, the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance, comes from the people. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has not come with some new teaching. The Lord God was expected of your descendants, those who came before you. Okay? And let me move on. So, Tommy L. Hart is the Israelites' Lord and God, whether the Israelites receive him or reject him. He's still their Lord and God. They are still his people. He has made them a nation. Moving on. He came to his own, and his own received him not. You can change that. Remember, this is not written in stone. You can change that. You can receive the Lord your God now, in this day of salvation, in this day of the Lord. You, Israelites, have the opportunity, and it's of necessity, to receive the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And it can be written, if it's not written, because it is written also, that they received him. So which is true? Which of these things is true? The Israelites received the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, or the Israelites received him not? They rejected him. Which is true? Oh, my dear, what can the matter be? Where are you? What are you doing with the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart? You who hear me, and you who hear me, you Israelites who hear me, we have a shared responsibility according to the Israelites' Supreme Book of Governance. That shared responsibility is to declare the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, among the people, among you, the Israelites. Share these things with others of your own kind. Share these things with other Israelites. Okay, to make it real clear, share these things I teach with other black people who are Israelites. Black people are Israelites in the land of the Gentiles. Okay? The Lord's people, the people of the Lord. And I didn't get even halfway. through what I have prepared for you. Listen, they received, he came to his own, and his own received him not. They received not salvation. My people, Israelites, when you reject the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, you reject your own salvation. You reject and deny your own liberty. You do not just reject the Lord. You reject that which is good for you, your own liberty, your salvation. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the government's declared captain of your salvation. Okay. Okay, he came to his own, and his own received him not. They received not salvation. They remain captives. To reject your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you remain captives, people, Israelites. You remain captives. There is no glory in being captives. Another people who don't look like you have spoiled you. Yes, the Gentiles have spoiled you. You are captives in lands that are not yours, captives of your enemies, the Gentiles. But you are called to salvation. That's the thing. You don't have to remain captives. You can come out of captivity, and that's the end. Having your own liberty. Being in your own land, under your own Lord and God, a real person, Tommy L. Hart, the captain of your salvation, and the AVB's declared God of your salvation, and he is a God of truth. Let me get this in. Remember last week I asked the question, what evil have you found in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? The AVB declares, the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance declares about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, I find no fault in him at all. I find in him no fault at all. Let me read this. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart. Behold your God. I find no fault in the Lord. The determination coming from the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance with reference to fault in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is I find in him no fault at all. Three statements. The first in John 18:38, the determination, I find in him, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, no fault at all. The second statement, John 19:4, ye may know, ye shall know, that I find no fault in him. And the third statement, John 19:6, I find no fault in him, your Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. Case settled. No fault. He has done all things well, declares the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance. He has let you know all things. He has given to you all things. He has given the knowledge of all things to you. He has called you out of captivity, out of darkness, into his marvelous light. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, the captain of the Israelites' salvation. Do not forget to visit me on Twitter, # Tommy L. Hart, and do visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives on Blog Talk Radio your dwelling place. With reference to the Lord, the Israelite Supreme Book of Governance declares, I find in him no fault at all. Join me next time.